And our second lesson from the word is from the is a portion of the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Amen. And here further, a portion of number 893 in the Apocalypse explained. And Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. These passages, cross means temptations, and to follow the Lord means to acknowledge his divine and to do his commandments. But this is the meaning of following the Lord may be seen above. The cross means temptations because the evils and falsities therefrom that cling to man from his birth infest and thus torment those who are who are natural when they are becoming spiritual. And as these evils and the falsities that infest and torment can be dispersed only by temptations, temptations are signified by the cross. Therefore the Lord says that they must deny themselves and take up their cross. That is, they must reject that which is their own, with their cross meaning what is man's own, against which he must fight. Herein the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.